boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio WLOH. This is the Humane Society News Show with Tina and
Corey.
Hey, Corey, how's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I'm good. Corey is the executive director over at the Fairfield Area Humane Society, and I am his co-host for the show, Tina. So, thought I would just make sure that everybody knew who we were.
Yes, that's
in case
who we are.
They didn't.
Hey, speaking of who we are, let's go back. You said Fairfield Area Humane Society.
Yes, sir.
Very important.
That's right.
Because we talk all the time. A lot of people still say Fairfield County. That wouldn't necessarily be a problem, but when you throw county in there, people get things confused. Actually, even a local media source, not this station, referred to us the other day as Fairfield County Humane Society.
Really?
So, yeah, so it's, I really stopped and thought, you know what? It's still a big problem. You know, because when you say county, it's okay, we're associated with a dog shelter, or better yet, we get your tax dollars and we get those phone calls.
And that's what it boils down to, is those who think Fairfield County is that you get the tax dollars and that's the
right
way that you run the Humane Society. And it's not. And that's where when you and I come on here and we try to explain to people that it is a nonprofit organization, period. It is a nonprofit organization. So if you see that, it is written wrong. Somebody has done something wrong there. It is a nonprofit organization.
Yep.
Fairfield Area Humane Society.
And I don't think we're ever going to get over that whole county thing, because listen, we're in the old county dog shelter building. I get it. Even at the road where our driveway splits, because we share that driveway, it still says Fairfield County Humane Society, and we used to be called that years ago. But we change as an organization to try and separate ourselves, you know, for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you have, like, when we relaunched our new website a year and a half or so ago, the big thing was when you type it in and Google it, we didn't want people to not find us that still call us the County Humane Society. So when you see across the top of the website, it's Fairfield County Area Humane Society. So I guess maybe we throw a little confusion into it, but we want to make sure that our listeners obviously already know that, but it's time to let other people know that, you know, it's Area Humane Society. That's what we are. And there's a reason for that. You know, we could change our name to, you know, the Four-Legged Friend Humane Society. You know, it'd be the same thing. But you know what I mean? We just need to make sure that everyone understands there's a difference and why there is a difference.
You've always been nonprofit. Always been a nonprofit organization. Never did fall under getting any tax dollars or any of that.
Nope, not at all. So I think that's a big thing, because we want, you know, we're here to help as much as possible, but we have limitations to what we're able to do, and a lot of those limitations are because of how we get our funds, where they come from, that type of thing. So we have to do things in baby steps, I guess. Like what we talked about last week, we got new cat condos that were coming in. They finally came in last Wednesday, and that was something that, you know, we needed to do, but we need people to understand, because I've had everyone that's come in, they love them, they're amazing, you know, and that's what we want to hear, and there's good reason for getting them. What we want to explain too, because there are plenty of people that say, well, couldn't you have spent your money doing this? We want to be able to do all of our projects at once. We just don't have that luxury, you know?
Right, right.
So
in the real world, you have to actually raise the funds before you can get to where you want to be. And I mean, that's what being successful is all about, is continuing on, to continue to grow.
Right. It's the same idea as with the dog park. When that thing starts and everyone's excited about that as well, and there's going to be some naysayers, well, why didn't you, you could have done this first. There is a nice 5-year plan, and that, well, 5-year, 10-year, whatever, hopefully 2-year plan, you know, for new shelter or quarantine building and things like that. And if you guys want to check that out, and people that you talk to might not understand the direction we're going in, you know, hop on our website, look at the site plan. Pretty soon we're going to have the dog park plans on there as well, so you can really get excited. It's going to be a 3-month project getting that dog park, you know, trees cleared from start to finish, brand new parking lot. So there's so much stuff going on. But I want to be able to talk to people about, okay, these are the steps. This is why we chose to do it in these steps. And that really, I want to be able to talk to everyone about that, as opposed to someone seeing something, forming their own opinion, and then it goes sideways. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
It goes awry. Is that what they say?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's not what we want, especially because we depend on the community and the public and their donations. So we don't want someone to say, you know what, I don't understand, so I'm going to donate somewhere else.
Right.
We want to make sure that you understand the plan, and that's why we're doing it. So, you know, I think I haven't had anyone say to me after I've explained it, they haven't said, well, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to make sure is happening.
Oh, I don't know. I got to go back to the cat condos right quick.
Yeah.
I bet it looks really nice in there, because I stopped by and you had just received them.
Yes.
And so they were still in the boxes. And you had a couple set up, though, but the mm-hmm. cats weren't transferred over into there yet. Yep. So I am very, very excited about.
No, they, yeah, you were there, and talk about, I think I'm still sore from that. Were you still there when the semi was there?
No, but I know you said that that was just a treat in itself.
I showed up at 8 o'clock, and there were, the semi was sitting on 37 blocking traffic. And I whipped in the driveway and like, okay, we have to get you out of the middle of the road. So once we finally got that set up, I said, well, is there more stuff than just ours on the semi? Cause he opened the doors and it was half full. I'm like, oh no. He said, do you have a forklift? I laughed out loud. No, we don't have a forklift. So it was 36 individual pallets for these things. And it was a total weight of 6,800 pounds. So by halfway through just moving them, and of course they were all the way to the back. So moving them to the front, I'm like, man, we're going to have to take a break. I haven't done this kind of physical manual labor for like 2 years.
And what did I say to you? I'll help out. I've been working out. I've been doing Zumba with my friends. Well, I'll help you if you want me to. And I was in heels and everything. I would have helped you all out. But they weren't quite unpacked yet. You were still unpacking them when I was there. How does it look? How does all of it?
It looks amazing. I had someone walk in on Monday, and he gave me this really funny look. I was standing there, asked how he was doing. He was there to get frontline, and he has this funny look on his face. And I said, are you okay? And he said, yeah, but I haven't been in here for a long time, and this looks amazing. He said, you guys have done a lot of stuff. I said, tell me really what you think about between before and now. And he said, it actually looks professional.
Nice.
And clean, and what, you know, and that's really what we wanted.
Right. Now, you know, it looks nice and professional, but the real question I want to have you answer is, how are the cats doing? What do they think about it?
I think they love them, because they, you know, and for those that you that haven't had a chance, I've just posted a picture of it on our Facebook page, but they love them, and we'll kind of get into that, but they have places to hide because they're separate litter areas from their regular resting and playing area. So it's really cool, and you can tell we have some cages that have two cats in them, and they're jumping from one shelf to the other, and it's really cool to see. So I'm excited about that, and that doesn't even get into the health benefits of these new condos.
Right, right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out a little more about what's going on at the Fairfield Area Humane Society here on the Humane Society News Show with Tina and Corey. Be back in a few.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?